Young Version City Podcast.
Sax player's taking risks, man. He's taking risks.
Yo, you know, the thing is, all this stuff is live, right? So.
I love live.
You know, and I don't know how it was at Two Creeds, but at Studio One, they told me that they used to go in at 9 o'clock in the morning, 5 days a week, record until 5 p.m., and then go and do gigs after that.
That's the life I want.
So
that's what I want
to
do.
They don't really have that anymore. I think you have to go to L.A. maybe.
You think they do that in L.A.?
Might be it.
What about New Orleans?
Yo! 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 Oh, yeah!
New Orleans, I don't know if they're making records all day anymore, but Dr. John said they used to play gigs all damn day. That's how they all got so good, because they would play like, they would play gigs like from afternoon until late night. And they would play like 1 3-hour gig, pack up and go to another one. In other words, they start playing at lunchtime, I think. Play lunchtime somewhere, wrap up, go play a dinner gig somewhere else. Go play after dinner dancing somewhere else, and then late night somewhere else. I play like 4 gigs a day or something like that.
Damn, that's legendary.
7 days a week. 7 days a week. That was like in the '50s. That was like in the '50s.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what he said.
That's when people still needed live music.
Ta-da. So we were talking about how I got the name Django, which led us to
Trojan Condoms.
And then we started talking about Duke Reed, the Trojan. Oh, yeah, so he started his label, Trojan Records. You know, he was doing... I gotta check on this, but I think he started doing Mento Records on Trojan Records.
Okay, so let's pull up some Mento.
So, yeah, he started recording in the late 50s, producing recordings in the late 50s. Now, Jamaican recording didn't start until the beginning of the 50s, like I believe 1952-ish. So by 58... he was doing recordings in other people's studios, but then he set up his own studio in his shop. But you know, it doesn't talk about, it's talking about Treasure Isle label and Duchess with the T in it, but it doesn't really talk about the Mento label at all in this article, which is kind of stupid. So maybe the person doesn't know about it. So let's freaking see if we can. You know, this isn't cool. Okay, so here's pictures of them. You see this?
Trojan
Records Limited, played by Calypso Quintet. And who's the damn producer? Yeah, copyright Reed Sound Systems. Isn't that what it says? Yeah, Reed Sound System, you know? So how come there's no mention of these Mento 78s? It's not ska, by the way. It says ska, but it isn't ska. It's Mento.
It says Mento ska.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's not ska, it's Mento. There isn't any ska yet, but when that record comes out, ska doesn't exist yet. So it doesn't mention that at all in here, in the Wikipedia article. That's not that cool. Oh, it does say labels, Trojan, but I don't think they realized that he had that Trojan label in the days of the 78s. So that's Penny Reel by Lord Power, and it says 2010. We know that that's not true. These are 78s, you know? I don't have the year. But it's 50s, it's not 60s. Yeah, it says 1950 blank, whatever. 195 question mark.
Were the Scottalites the first Scott people?
No, because they named their band after the style.
So they couldn't have been.
Aha!
When I was 14, I used to take drum lessons with this guy, Andy Sapko, at Lou Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was my 13th birthday. You know, my friends took me out to see Streetlight Manifesto at Club Chrome. Mm. before it got shut down because there was a stabbing there.
Ah.
But it was really dope, and I was like, oh, I like ska. They were, I guess, considered, you're probably going to disagree. But anyway, they're like,
I'm just going to say it's still a funny discussion.
So my drum teacher asked me, like, what kind of music do you have? I was like, oh, I like ska, because I just saw this concert and it was really awesome. And then he's like, oh, you need to listen to the Skatalites.
He was right about that.
So I started listening to the Skatalites, and then this was one of the first Skatalites
that you heard? Yeah, but I wanted to find a fucking Mento song.
So I asked you for a Mento song a minute ago.
I was looking it up.
Go ahead.
I was Googling things.
It's Matt Whitson, and you are listening to the Version City Podcast. Hear more episodes at versioncity.podomatic.com.
We'll play Penny Reel by Lord Power, which is on Trojan label.
Lord Power and Calypso Quintet.
That's
Penny
it.
Reel.
That's it. That's Mento.
Yeah, fuck with this. Really, the Kalani. Yeah, this is happy music.
Basically, what's going on in this song is there's a lot of punning going on in Mento in general. A lot of double entendre. Gal, you owe me a little money, and you don't have enough to give me. He's basically saying, well, you owe me some money, girl, and you don't have the money to give to me. So he said, I beg you, shove it, push it, give me Penny Reel. Her name is Penny Reel in the tune.
Clever, very clever.
So
this shit would not fly today.
I think they say much worse things in dancehall and hip-hop today.
Yeah, but I don't know. You have to be direct about it. If you're indirect about it, then you're creepy. But if you just say, bitch.
He's kind of being pretty direct. I mean, he said, make me rub out the money and make me come back to town.
He's talking about that money shot.
I'm going to work it out a different way. And then I'm going to go back to town.
Pick up another hooker.
I don't think she's a hooker.
Well, you know, generic term for woman.
I guess he's trying to turn her into one.
Pays her debts with sexual favors.
It's not her idea. It's his idea.
That's fine, but, you know, it's her choice. Poor girl. Can't imagine what it's like to be a woman.
Yeah, so this was on Duke Reed's Trojan label in the 50s.
They spelled Calypso with a K.
Yeah, well, because Calypso is really not Jamaican music, and so the Jamaicans used the word Calypso to kind of try to gain a foothold in the international market by capitalizing on the popularity of Trinidadian Calypso. But the music is different. It's different, differently played, you know? And so, there's a lot of confusion about this stuff.
So this is the first Calypso I thought of.
Calypso?
Well, I don't really know.
Bring it.
This is what I thought back in the day.
Wait a minute. Is this Harry Belafonte?
No.
Cool.
I don't know if you know what I'm about to play.
I don't. I'm not an expert on Trinidadian music at all. It don't sound real to me yet. It sounds like... Oh. It's jazz, that's why it don't sound like calypso.
But people be like, yeah, calypso beat.
Yeah, so you want to play real calypso from like the 20s after this?
Yeah, this is not, this is this
20s, 60s? 30s. I mean, I'll find some old ass calypso and put it on. Or some not that old calypso. When is this from? 50s? No, this gotta be early 60s, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hold on. Saxophone Colossus. What a name for a record.
62-ish?
Saxophone Colossus. Come on. 1956.
Oh, damn! You sniped me on that. That's pretty old.
Yeah, this is my shit back in the day. Sonny Rollins is easily top three of all time for me as a saxophone player. Influences. Saying he's all over that bitch. Alright, what you want me to pull up?
You can leave this.
I'm just gonna end up singing along to it the whole time.
I don't think that's any of it. I like just listening to music.
Yeah.
I pay attention to it and stuff.
Crazy jumps around. Let's see what we got. Sonny Rollins, Tommy Flanagan, Doug Watkins, Max Roach. Saxophone Colossus. Damn, since we're on Sonny Rollins, one of my other favorites.
Whoa, you stopped it?
Yeah, that's my shit right here.
Oh, I was going to play some calypso.
No, this is not my shit. All right, play some calypso.
What were you going to play?
I want to just find the... this one right here. Just this trio. This one had a video. That's the one of those sounds, man. You, as a trombone player, can you like hear a trombone player and know who it is after
sometimes.
Just like two notes, one
especially
note maybe.
Especially for like, you know, guys that listen to all the time or whatever.
Oh yeah, like Sonny Rollins, like one note. I'm like,
not necessarily one note, but. And I had this sax player called
You lost it?
I was listening to the music. I got distracted.
Yo, he's
I had Cedric Brooks in here recording. And Cedric is like Jamaican saxophone hero. He's passed away now, but he was playing all day, and so silly that I didn't realize this at the time, but he was playing and it kept like kind of scratching my brain, like I know this sound, you know, like I recognize the sound.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that's you on this and this and that. He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, damn, I'm so embarrassed that I didn't realize all the things that he had done that I grew up listening to. And then I just recognize his voice, you know?
Yeah, of course. Saxophone is kind of... poor trombone players, man. You know, I tried to play trombone for a while. I really like trombone.
It's good, but...
It's
real... You got some basic tools.
Yeah, exactly. That shit is real basic tools.
You got some basic tools you got to work hard with.
You really do. Saxophone's kind of a newest... It's like one of the newest inventions.
It
just came out late 1800s,
yeah.
Like, trombone's been around since forever.
I mean, they invented it.
The angels blowing that trombone when fucking Jesus came back.
They invented the saxophone to be an easy-to-play brass instrument, right? That was the idea.
They fucking pulled it off. They created a monster. Listen to this guy. Motherfucker's blowing that horn.
There were some failed experiments too by Adolf Sax, though, huh?
Adolf Sax.
Some of his inventions didn't go that far. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry.
No worries.
This is apparently real early calypso, man.
This is calypso? Telling stories out here.
Okay, so this is Sam Manning, who was one of the earliest calypsonians who achieved international acclaim.
Calypsonian, never heard that term
yeah,
before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's definitely a saxophone, if I ever heard one. I don't know what's in the back.
That whole passage that just went by, which is the secondary melody in this, is a whole other Mento song. The reason I played this, there's a lot of interplay between the Mento and the Calypso. But we don't have any recordings from Jamaica until about 52. And Trinidad goes back to like the late teens recordings. This is really not calypso. This is like a jazz version.
Yeah, it sounds like
this tune. This
you
is like
banjo and fucking.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be normal for any music of the period.
Yeah,
but like you know, Beguine at all?
Beguine? It all started in the beginning.
Kinda, yeah. They say that that's where the jazz came from. Ooh. Like the New Orleans jazz was copying the Beguine.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. They said it started with, New Orleans, right? And then there was the,
Before New Orleans.
What, the fucking ragtime and the stride piano type
shit? No,
that's
later.
It was with Dixieland.
Dixieland is like later
like
term
ragtime,
too.
Like ragtime, right? What the fuck?
Still, you know, they're saying that all that stuff came from the beginning.
All from the beginning. Well, also the swing beat, doesn't that come from like the... What's that African rhythm? Boom, ba, picka doom, betika doom, ja, ticka doom, betika doom,
ga, ticka.
That's Membe or something?
You want to hear Beguine?
Yeah. Bring us back to the Beguine.
That wasn't Calypso, though. I was trying to get us some actual Calypso. And that was like jazz.
People are going to think we have ADD or something.
Do we?
Nah.
What are you saying?
No, we just hop around.
Dude.
Because we're learning as you guys learn. At least
all
I
right,
am.
So I am too. I mean, you know, I just learned a bunch of stuff, didn't I? I'm looking for one that I recognize the name. Oh, that's not the album, that's why. Here we go, this is my favorite one. Oh, this is a great one. Yeah, I like this song a lot.
Before this episode is over, I'm getting you to freestyle in patois.
I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Come on! Dun, dun, dun.
Listen to the trombone.
As it drops out. Yo, in New Orleans music, the trombone has such an important part. You know, when the... You gotta scoop on that bitch.
So, listen to this guy because...
Got strings.
Yeah.
This is
a
begin.
Fiddle. Yeah, this is begin.
Begin.
There's that tenor banjo.
All up and down that.
That's pretty deep, right?
Yeah. Quadruple tonguing on that bitch.
Now,
he makes his girlfriend really happy.
I don't
with
think it's a slide trombone.
You don't think so?
I believe it's a valve.
Valve trombone? They're pretty rare, right?
Not really.
No? What language is that?
Creole.
Oh, Creole.
I think this should probably be from Martinique.
Man, these podcasts really make me realize how ignorant I am. But that's good. It's like humbling.
That was our begin selection of the evening.
That's from New Orleans, right?
If it's no, that's from Martinique.
Is that an island?
Yes. They're saying that that's where all that jazz stuff really came from, this Martinique stuff.
That don't sound like jazz to me, though.
Well, it's more like what the approach is than the actual resulting sound. If you see what I mean.
They say, what do they say? Like Louis Armstrong is more like
No, but not really. I would say, well, you know, Louis Armstrong learned from King Oliver, right? You know about that?
Yeah.
So, you know. King Oliver, you know, Buddy Bolden. Begin. This one's actually called Say Begin. It's Begin.
I was wondering why my car smelled like cat piss. And my grandma gave me like a whole bunch of my grandfather's sweatshirts, and they got cats over there. Every time I get in the car, I'm like, the fuck is that coming from?
That'll come out.
And I'm like allergic to cats.
What are they made out of, the sweaters?
Some of them are wool, some of them. My grandfather's deceased, you know, and she's like, every time I go in there, like, here, take his clothes. I'm like, shit. Cause she's gonna put them. She's gonna donate them.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
You should dry clean.
I'm thinking of flipping. Like, some of them look like classic vintage pieces.
They could
you know?
Be worth money.
They could be worth, yeah.
And I can't, wool is tricky because you got to keep the moths off of that shit.
I can't wear wool. Oh, you want to hear a really funny story? When she was
sure.
When she was digging, when she was digging through the dresser to get his clothes to give to me, there was a magazine in there. I saw the back. It was, had like a ad for some old stereo on it, and I grabbed it, flipped it over, dirty mag. Like
from
like
the 50s or whatever.
Yeah, 50s.
Yo, that's what you should have taken.
Yo, she wouldn't let me take it.
That was the thing that was worth
she's
money.
Like, she's like, we're just gonna leave it there. I was like, yo, she had no idea it was there. And I was ready to take that.
Oh, you should. Yo, that's worth more money than all the sweaters.
You think so? The vintage
as long
ass.
As it's not stuck together.
Oh my god, I can't. She had no idea it was there. Next time I go there, I'm gonna ask her if I could have that.
Version City Podcast.